Hi there. The word for you today is, you're protected from evil. In Psalm 17, verse 8, we read, hide me in the shadow of your wings. Here are three ways you can open yourself up to the power of evil. Number one, by choice. The author of what's known as the Satanic Bible, yep, believe it or not, there is such a thing. The author is called Anton LaVey, and this is what he says. A successful witch or wizard must first surrender totally to Satan. Now, you're probably wondering, what kind of person would say or do such a thing? But you know what? The fact is, God gives each of us a free will capable of surrendering either to Christ or to Satan. Paul writes, Romans 6, verse 16, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves? So present your bodies as slaves of righteousness. Number two, by unrestrained indulgence. Look, when any natural desire is indulged to access, it can quickly become an addiction and a force of destruction. Now, let's be clear here. Addiction doesn't mean someone is demon-possessed. Many Christians just battle stubborn habits, and the good news is Christ has promised to set them free. John 8:32, you will know the truth, and the truth as you walk in it will set you free. When you were saved, Christ moved in and Satan moved out, because Christ won't live in a duplex with the devil. And number three, by dabbling in the occult. God told Israel that those who put their trust in mediums were to be cut off from the community. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered why all these spiritual mediums, if they're so right on and powerful, how come they can't pick the right lottery number for themselves, win a fortune, and feed the starving masses? Do you know why? Because they're fake. Speaking of Satan, Jesus said, John 8:44, there is no truth in him. He is a liar and the father of lies. You say, Bob, you're kind of hitting pretty hard. Yes, I'm being protective over you. Don't mess with the powers of darkness. The only true guidance that comes from a star comes from Jesus, whom the Bible calls the bright and morning star. Think about it.